Hello, this is
James. I'm calling from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
10552.
10552. Appreciate your help. Thank you, ma'am. And also, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered to vote.
You're registered to vote? Thank you for that, ma'am. And let me ask you as well, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
59.
Thank you for your time, Richard.
59? Thank you for that. 59, let me mark that down in here. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay, let me mark that down in here. And what is your race?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you for that. Let's go ahead and continue. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Master's? Okay.
Yes.
Let me go and mark that down in here. For whom did you vote in the 2020 election, general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
For Mr. Biden? Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I am voting. I'm voting Democratic all the way down the line.
Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. And on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning that you're not at all motivated, and 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections?
I'm off the scale, 11. I'm excited about voting.
Excellent. Appreciate that, ma'am. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning no power at all, 10 meaning a lot of power?
10.
10. Okay. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, man. Now, let me read you this question. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the followings, please indicate if it matters a lot for you, if it matters somewhat for you, if it does not matter much for you, or if it does not matter at all for you. Okay? Now, the first one will be protecting gender equality.
It matters.
It matters. Okay. It matters. Yeah. Okay. Now, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The tennis world has been waiting
for. It matters a lot.
It matters a lot. Okay. 1 second. Let me mark that down in here. It matters a lot. Now, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
It matters a lot.
It matters a lot. Thank you. And election for Congress, for example, House of Representatives or Senate.
It matters a lot.
It matters a lot. Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now let's go ahead and move with the next one. Thank you for that. And we know
people. Are there many? Can I ask you a question? Are there many more questions? Because I was in the middle of doing work.
Actually, I don't know exactly how much question it lasts. The only thing that I can say, it will be around 5 minutes. Let me do it quick. So let me do it quicker. So you can be ready, okay? And I do appreciate your help, okay? Now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are let me read it to you again. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say it? Nothing will stop you to vote. You want to vote and probably you will vote. Or if it is convenient, you will vote. Or you doubt if you will vote, or there is no chance that you will vote. Let me read it to you. Protecting gender equality.
I'm gonna
will
vote.
It stop you?
Okay. No, it's not gonna stop.
Not gonna stop you. Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Not going to stop me.
Not going to stop you. Okay. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
Not stopping me.
Not stopping you. Okay. One second.
Nothing is going to stop me from voting. It's very crucial that I vote this year. Nothing is stopping me.
Okay. Perfect. Let me mark that down in here as your answer. Thank you. In this case, let me mark that down here that nothing will stop you to vote. And perfect. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, will you vote for the Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. Because if Trump wins, I will lose my mind. Yes, I'm voting.
And you will do it for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another independent candidate or third party, or you're on this side?
I'm voting for Harris. I'm not wasting my vote on a third party person. I'm voting for Harris.
You're voting for Ms. Harris. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. And if the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom you will vote? The Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or an independent candidate? Or you're on the side?
I'm undecided about the Democrat from my district. Not happy. So I'm on the fence. Yeah.
Okay. But if you had to choose from who you will vote, Democrat candidate, Republican, third party candidate, or you will not vote?
I will hold my nose and vote for the Democrat.
Okay. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated will you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated? No
somewhat
change
more
at all?
Motivated. Somewhat more motivated. Mm-hmm.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of the New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or not at all?
Not much.
Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. For example, says like this: adds anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive healthcare and autonomy. A yes vote puts puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes, I will vote yes.
You will vote yes. Okay.
Yes.
And based on your read of this statement, based on your read, do you think this amendment will strengthen voting rights protection, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, or put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution? You can choose more than one. It's up to you. Yes.
Oh, gosh. It's going to protect rights for New Yorkers.
Okay.
I would vote yes to protect rights for New Yorkers.
Thank you for that. Let me go ahead and continue. And we're almost done, actually. Now knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or you're on the side?
Vote yes.
You still vote yes. Okay.
Yes.
Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for your answer. You still vote yes. And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated for you to vote for the amendment?
I'm very motivated.
You're very motivated. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I will read you a series of statements. For each one, please.
Sir, I'm in the middle of work. I'm trying to be patient, but I have some deadlines I have to meet. Sir,
I know, and I do appreciate that. I believe me, I do appreciate that. Yes, I know as well.
How many more questions?
I think that it will be around 7 or 8.
Okay. Seriously, I am voting Democrat. I am voting everything that will support LGBTQ, that will support women's rights, that will support Americans to live a prosperous life. That's what I'm voting. So you can just check everything. I'm voting enthusiastically because I really have to, I got a deadline I have to meet.
Let's do something. What about if I call you back later?
No, because the Olympics will be on. No, because the Olympics will be on, and I'm excited about the races tonight. I'm sorry. I have to end this right now.
Answer. Not a problem at all, Mo. Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.